Hey everyone, I just finished writing one of my 50-50-50 kindness project notes, and for those of you who don't know what that is, if you've missed my last few emails, for my 50th birthday, which was a couple weeks ago, I decided to send 50 notes to 50 strangers in 50 days, and a lot of you from my email list have made suggestions of people who could use some extra love, and it's been so extraordinary, and I guess that's why I wanted to say this to you in audio rather than writing to it, because I don't know, there's something, I feel like I might be able to convey it somehow more. My deep appreciation to all of you who wrote to me and sent me suggestions of people that you knew who, I mean, I've had, you know, so many friends and relatives of yours who have cancer, so many people who are grieving the loss of someone that they love deeply, so many people who are feeling lost in their lives and struggling with addiction, people who are just needing connection, who are lonely. Every day that I write a letter, it connects me not only to the person who, you know, to who I'm writing in this very, very profound way, but also to you, you know, to each of you who took the time to write to me. And I've been noticing every day how much that fuels me, how much that makes me feel a part of everything. You know, and I know that was my intention when I set out to do this. This is the third year now that I've done this same sort of project, and it's been extraordinary every single year. And I'm just really like filled up with gratitude, you know, because of course, as you might guess, anything that I have going on in my life really gets put into perspective when I'm writing to someone who has lost her mother, or someone who's really like really sick and waking up each day just physically trying to get through the day. And it's such a gift for me to be able to send just, but to be able to send my love and just thoughts to this person, and to really hope that that one pinprick of light could make a difference, because I know in my own life it does make all the difference. When I'm having a really, really difficult time, when I'm depressed, when I'm going through like real trauma, the smallest kindnesses have the most profound effect. Sometimes just someone smiling at me on the street can like really, truly, I'm not kidding, this changed my day. And so I guess I just, for, you know, I wanted to say this for so many reasons, mostly to remind myself that these pinpricks of light are so essential. They're so essential for us to give them and to be on the receiving end of them and to be constantly, constantly seeking them, creating them, seeking them, creating them, letting them land on us. You know, taking our attention and making sure that we're in that place of looking for the light. So that's the first thing. And the other thing is deep gratitude. My birthday had this deep, deep layer of meaning. And that's really thanks to all of you who took the time to write and tell me about someone that you love, who took the time to like really care about someone you love and want to make a difference in their lives. So I just really, truly want to thank all of you. And, you know, let's keep supporting ourselves and each other in seeking and creating pinpricks of light, because it makes all the difference. Okay. Bye-bye.